Chapter 20. Miss Saunders is crazy. Last week, she's got me stuck in an in-house detention. This week, she's asking me to stay after school so she and me can go over my diary again. I'd promised to meet her as soon as the 3:30 bell rings. I lied. I get to her room at 4:45. Why should I bust my butt getting to her when she got me put in in-house detention? Instead of rushing, I stay and help Miss Carroll do some Xeroxing, then watch the cheerleaders rehearse outside. When I get to Miss Saunders' room, she's not even there. The janitor says she's in the auditorium. We have to give speeches in her class tomorrow, and she wants us to each do it from a stage in front of a mic. She's there checking out the equipment. I figure Miss Saunders is on the stage, so I go into the auditorium by the backstage. The ninth graders are putting on The Wiz, and they got all kinds of junk on stage. I hit my toe on a wooden monkey and almost trip over some long ropes and cables. I want to scream when I see the witch's costume hanging on a hook in the corner like somebody's in it. I can overhear Ty and Miss Saunders talking. They can't see me where I am. This stuff was supposed to be off the stage for my class tomorrow, Miss Saunders is saying. Nobody here does what they say they will, when they say they will. Thanks for agreeing to help me move it, Ty. Ty stands up and walks over to Miss Saunders. They push two tables toward the stage curtains, then stop to take a breath. I don't mind. I like the kinds of things you're doing to keep students interested, Ty says. I start to leave backstage when something Miss Saunders says makes me stop in my tracks. I wish it was helping their grades, though. Half my seventh graders are flunking this semester. Ty's eyes look like they're gonna fall out of her head. Mine probably do, too. How can that be? Ty says, standing and stretching her arms to the ceiling. Then, bending over like a ballerina taking a bow, she grabs hold of her ankles and pulls her head in between them. I hear your students in class. They love it. They get so excited. Miss Saunders bends over to get a good look at Ty. They are so enthused in class, full of great ideas. That's great, Ty says, standing and stretching from side to side. Their insights are fantastic, Miss Saunders says. Right on target, but their test-taking skills are just terrible. Ty heads for the bed Dorothy wakes up in when she finally makes it home and grabs one end and starts talking. That's not unusual for many of our kids, but you've managed to get them to like Shakespeare. To read something other than the TV guide, help them learn to test better. Don't kill their spirits by flunking them and making them think that nothing they've done really counts. Miss Saunders sits down on the edge of the bed. I can't give them what they haven't earned. Nobody is asking you to do that, Ty says. Miss Saunders says McClinton students have to be held to the same standards as other kids around the city. Ty says that's true, but that test ain't the only way to prove you know something. They will thank me later, Miss Saunders says. Ty sits down on the bed and folds her legs. If you're still here. Miss Saunders stands and folds her arms tight. I know the students have been hard on you. The picture on the blackboard, the name-calling in the halls, kids telling you to buy a new face. I don't want to talk about it. Let's get this stuff off stage. Miss Saunders gets up and starts dragging the end of the bed toward where I'm standing backstage. I'm fumbling with my book bag and trying to get out of there. But I don't make it too far. I can't help wanting to hear what they're saying. Ty walks over to the edge of the stage and sits down. Her short legs look funny hanging over the side. She starts drawing circles on the floor with her fingers. Ease up, she says to Miss Saunders. None of us is perfect. That's easy for you to say, Miss Saunders says. Then she starts talking real soft and sad, telling Ty how when she was little, she prayed to God to make her face perfect. He didn't, she says. So I tried to make up for it, to be perfect at everything else I did. Then Miss Saunders says she always had to be better than everyone else at everything, because people always thought she was less than due to her face. She says she always had to dress better, to get the highest grades and be the most creative. At her job, she had the highest sales records in the company for 6 years straight. Even here at McClinton, she says, I put in longer hours and give students an educational experience that they won't find anywhere else. That's a lot of pressure to put on yourself and everyone else, Ty says, coming closer to Miss Saunders. You are a great teacher with good ideas. These kids will like you no matter what you look like, she says. But it's your need to be perfect that will ruin you here, not how you look. Miss Saunders takes out a mirror and starts redoing her lipstick. The next thing I know, she's staring right at me through that mirror. Malika Madison, you little sneak.